One of the heads of the Chechen rebel movement was shot to death today by Russian troops. Aslan Mashkadov was killed in a village in Chechnya during what a Russian official called a special operation. Joining us now to tell us more about Mashkadov and what his death means for the future of the Chechen separatist movement is Tom Duvall, the Caucasus editor at the Institute for War and Peace Reporting, co-author of Chechnya, Calamity in the Caucasus. He's with us from the studios of BBC Bush House in London. Good of you to be with us on Talk of the Nation.
Hello.
What was Mashkadov's role in the separatist movement?
Mashkadov was the political leader of the Chechen separatist movement, and his loss is an enormous blow to that movement. He was also the only Chechen to be elected leader of Chechnya in a legitimate election back in 1997. Russia actually recognized that election, and he was received in the Kremlin before everything started to go wrong in 97-98, and then we saw President Putin coming to power and the second Chechen war, in which Mashkadov has basically been marginalised, and we've seen the radicalisation of the Chechen movement. But his death is obviously a big blow for those who want to see a peaceful solution to the Chechen conflict, because it's basically handing more power to the radicals in Chechnya.
The Russian government blamed him for attacks on a Moscow theatre and the school in Beslan last year.
Well, he actually denied that, and he condemned those acts, so that's not proven. What we do know is that he declared a ceasefire, in fact, just last month, and tried to again call for negotiations with the Russians. So obviously this is a man who's fought the Russians, who's got blood on his hands, but this is also a man who was calling for some kind of political dialogue with Moscow.
You've met him several times.
That's right. Back in the 90s when I covered Chechnya, I met him several times. I was quite impressed by him. He was a thoughtful, pragmatic man at that point. Obviously, he was fighting a guerrilla war, but he also had political aims. I was struck by his calm demeanour. Obviously, he was in extraordinary situations. I once talked to him in the middle of a forest where the battles are raging around us, and he was able to talk about all sorts of things, history and politics. So he was, in his way, a remarkable man, but a man who basically history dealt him a poor hand.
Mm-hmm. You've said that you think his death will radicalize Chechnya even more.
That's right, because Mashkadov had a sort of symbolic role for many Chechens as a political figure. Now that he's been taken out of the scene, that means someone like Shamil Basayev, who's basically a terrorist figure who basically wants to attack civilian targets, his hand is much stronger. And that means that young, alienated Chechens won't have that kind of moderating factor that Mashkadov gave them. And unfortunately, I'm afraid we're going to see more extreme tactics from those young men in Chechnya.
Mm-hmm. Yet, of course, the Russian government is hailing this as a triumph of this special operation.
Well, it looks to me as though it was something of an accident. They blew up a bunker in this village outside Grozny, and they killed Mashkadov. I think the fact that he was basically in a built-up area 5 years after the start of the Second Chechen War tells us how unsuccessful the Russians have been in achieving their military objectives in Chechnya.
We hear relatively little about the progress of this long struggle. It's obviously continuing. There are atrocities like Beslan, the Moscow theater that we hear about. What is it like in Chechnya on a daily basis? Are there incidents every day?
Well, we can't say that there's a full-scale war going on in Chechnya. It's still pretty miserable. The main city, Grozny, is still in ruins. But there are some signs of normal life there, I hear. I was near there just a month ago and talking to Chechens. Some things like electricity and water are back, fewer checkpoints. But we're still talking about a place where basically no one has a job, where there's violence and kidnappings on a daily basis, and a lot of criminality. So it's, I'm afraid, a very, very tense and difficult place where, unfortunately, terrorism is growing in the cracks.
Tom Duvall, thank you. Tom Duvall is Caucasus editor at the Institute for War and Peace Reporting and joined us today from the studios at the BBC's Bush House in London. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.